The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much. It is whether we provide enough for those who have too little. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, Progressive New Deal Democrat. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, May 25th, 1886, Philip Murray is born. He was founder and the first president of the United Steelworkers of America and head of the Congress of Industrial Organizations from 1940 until his death in 1952. 1936, the 11-month Remington Rand strike begins. The strike spawned the Mohawk Valley Formula, described by investigators as a corporate plan to discredit union leaders, frighten the public with the threat of violence, employ thugs to beat up strikers, and other tactics. The National Labor Relations Board termed the formula a battle plan for industrial war. May 26, 1894. Western Federation of Miners members strike for 8-hour day in Cripple Creek, Colorado. The WFM was formed in Butte, Montana. They were labeled radicals by the capitalists because they supported such crazy ideas as the 8-hour day, safe working conditions, and fair pay. 1937. Ford Motor Company security guards brutally attack union organizers attempting to distribute literature outside the plant in Dearborn, Michigan, in an event that was to become known as the Battle of the Overpass. The guards tried to destroy any photos showing the bloody attack, but some survived and inspired the Pulitzer Committee to establish a prize for photography. May 27th. 1937, Golden Gate Bridge opens. Work began January 5th, 1933, until February 17th, 1937. There had been only one fatality, setting a new all-time record in a field where one man killed for every $1 million spent had been the norm. On February 17th, 10 men lost their lives when a section of scaffold fell through the safety net. 1947, the U.S. Fishermen and Allied Union merged with the ILWU. May 28, 1835, the Ladies Shoebinder Society formed in New York. 1946, 30,000 workers in Rochester, New York participate in a general strike in support of municipal workers who had been fired for forming a union. May 29, 1946. The United Mine Workers and the U.S. government signed a pact establishing one of America's first union medical and pension plans. The UMWA Welfare and Retirement Fund permanently changed health care delivery in U.S. coal fields. The fund was used to build 8 hospitals in Appalachia. It also established many clinics and recruited doctors to practice in rural coal field areas. 1996, the United Farm Workers of America reaches an agreement with Bruce Church Incorporated, ending a 17-year-long boycott. The pact raised wages, provided company-paid health benefits to workers and their families, created a seniority system to deal with seasonal layoffs and recalls, and established a pesticide monitoring system. May 30th. 1741, 13 black men burned alive at the stake and 17 black men, 2 white men, and 2 white women hanged for their roles in planning a slave revolt in New York City. 1937, in what would become known as the Memorial Day Massacre, police, protecting company profits, opened fire on unarmed striking steelworkers. their families and supporters who were marching to the Republic Steel plant in South Chicago to set up a picket line. The police murdered 10 people and pursued those fleeing the attack, wounding over 160. No one was ever prosecuted. May 31st, 1910. A car in which feminist and political activist Emma Goldman was riding is struck by a freight train in Spokane, Washington. Emma is thrown from the car and badly bruised. The plucky anarchist continued her speaking engagements in Butte, Bismarck, and Fargo, where she drew huge crowds. 1921, the infamous trial of Sacco and Vanzetti, in which the two pro-labor immigrant workers were railroaded for a crime they did not commit, began in Dedham, Massachusetts. Judge Webster Thayer's anti-worker and anti-immigrant opening remarks set the tone for the trial. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day!